Praise Lord, my brothers and sisters. Greetings to you all in matchless name of Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Welcome to today's Bread Podcast Ministries. Today's morning words for meditation is taken from 2 Samuel chapter 22 verses from 1 to 7. 2 Samuel chapter 22 verses starting from 1 to 7. Then David spoke to the Lord the words of this song on the day when the Lord had delivered him from the hand of all his enemies and from the hand of Saul. And he said, "The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, the God of my strength in whom I will trust, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold and my refuge, my Savior. You save me from violence. I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. When the waves of death surrounded me, the floods of ungodliness made me afraid. The sorrows of Sheol surrounded me. The snares of death confronted me. In my distress, I called upon the Lord and cried out to my God. He heard my voice from his temple, and my cry entered his ears." Amen. Whenever you call upon the name of the Lord in your distress, the Lord will hear you and he shall answer you. He shall come to you like a fast flying bird to deliver you. David had undergone many trials in his life. His own son, Absalom, had raised his hand against him. He pursued to kill him and avenge. Absalom had cunningly, he had formed an army. He had gathered all Israelites with him to overtake the kingdom of Israel. But God had made all his plans to end up in foolishness. God had veered all his directions, and he struck him by the hand of Joab and his men and brought victory to Israel. And the people returned to Jerusalem safely and in peace. But the heart of David was broken. He lost his son Absalom, whom he cared for. He gave commands, he gave orders to his men that they shall not touch Absalom, they shall bring him safe. To act gently with his son Absalom, the young man. But the Lord had delivered David and the city of David from destruction, from the hand of enemies. He safeguarded his people. The kingdom was being protected and preserved by the Lord. And again, when there was a famine of 3 years, David's heart melted and he went and inquired of the Lord, and the famine was concerning the bloodthirsty men of Saul. So God was with David throughout so many problems and sufferings that he underwent in his life. Because of David's righteousness, his fear for the Lord, his humility, and his heart that yearned and longed for the Lord. He was a man of God. He feared the Lord. He inquired of him whenever he wanted a word from him. He was mindful that he never disobeyed the Lord. So God too loved him. The Lord loved David, son of Jesse, that he had sent his only beloved son, Jesus Christ, to be called as root of Jesse, root of David. My dear brothers and sisters, our God is a loving God. He is the one who gives us knowledge, counsel, and wisdom that his children will not be overtaken by evil. He is the one who gives understanding strength to the weak, understanding to those who lack understanding, wisdom to those who lack wisdom. He gives you understanding to discern what is good and evil, that He wants you always to stand by the side of righteousness and to do what is good in His sight. David was a man with whom the heart of God was always immanent. God's presence was always there with David because he followed the precepts, he followed the commandments of the Lord. His heart was always with the Lord. Wherever the heart of God was, that even David was. Throughout his days, he did not forget the Lord, but he kept his sacraments, he kept his words engraved upon the shield of his heart, and he did what is right in the sight of God. He judged Israel according to the word of God, according to the wisdom and righteousness of the Lord. So the Lord was pleased with David and his kingdom. The Lord loved the way that David judged the house of Israel, and David was delivered from all his adversaries. He was kept safe and protected. He was kept as a testimony that the Lord delivered his household from his enemies and kept him at peace. Amen. 2 Samuel chapter 22. There's one such verse, there's one such chapter in which David is giving thanks to the Lord. He's recounting all the things that the Lord had done in his life. How wonderfully the Lord had dealt in his life. That David says, "The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, the God of my strength in whom I will trust, my shield and horn of my salvation, my stronghold and my refuge, my Savior. You save me from violence." Whatever words you want to add to the praise, let that be added. For the Lord is worthy of all our praises and adoration. We fall short of words when you want to describe the Lord, when you wanted to give glory to the Lord, for He had done so much for us. He had done so much for us, and He had become everything for us. He is a Savior, He is a stronghold, He is a fortress, He is a rock, He is a salvation, He is everything for us. He is more than our father and our mother, He is everything for us. He gave His life for us. He is great and great and great. Great is the Lord. Let His name be glorified. Let us give thanks to the Lord for all things that He had done in our life. Let us join together with the songs of David, and let us sing and worship and glorify His holy name, that He will be pleased with us. He will be happy with us. Let us ask for wisdom from the Lord. Let us follow His ways, and let us do good in His sight, that we shall be called the children of the Most High. Amen. May the Lord bless you and keep you safe and sound throughout. God bless you.